Good morning.
早上好。
How's everybody doing this morning?
大家今天早上如何？
Okay, there's good and then okay.
有好的，有马马虎虎的。
We'll pray for you, okay.
马马虎虎的，我们为你祷告。
You know, recently in our Sunday school,
最近在我们主日学。
We've been talking about our future in heaven.
我们谈论到就是我们未来在天国的事情。
In our eternal home.
并且谈论到我们永恒的家。
And our teacher last week asked us,
那上周呢，我们主日学的老师问我们，
What do you feel when you think about heaven, your future home?
他问我们就是，当你想到你以后在天国的未来的时候，你是怎么认为的？
We've been thinking aboutThis a lot.
我们其实思考，这方面的问题是，思考很多。
But maybe you have not.
或许你没有思考过。
So I want to ask you this morning.
那今天早上我要问你们。
What do you feel when you think about heaven and your future home?
那你是如何感觉的？你的感觉是怎么呢？当你想到就是你未来的天国的。
Someone in our class said.That she was excited.
有人在我们班里有人在说，他想到这一点，他就感觉很兴奋。
When you think about heaven, are you excited?
那当你想到这一点的时候，你会兴奋吗？
Okay, one person's excited.
那有一个人说他很兴奋，有人在这里说。
If I was to give you a scale of zero, like 1 to 10.10 being very excited.
那如果我现在给你一个尺寸让你衡量自己，十分是你最兴奋的表示。
And 1 is, I don't think about it very much.
那一分的话呢，你觉得你自己不经常思考这个问题。
So I don't feel very excited about it.
所以呢，我不感觉我不。不是感觉那么兴奋。
Or I don't know a lot about it, so I'm not excited about it.
或许呢，它是指就是我并不是很知道这个未来的天国的事情。
Choose a number right now for yourself.
那你自己想一想，从一分到十分，
okay.
你是几分
？What number are you?
你是几分
？Okay, I want you to shout it out to me.
那大家大声说。
Okay, hold on, wait. Okay, wait. Okay,
大声说。
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay, 10, 9, 1s.Wow, there's 10, 9, and 1. I heard 10, 9, 1.
有10分，有9分，有1分的。
Turn around next to someone next to you and say, I am this number excited. Right? Turn to someone next to you.
跟你的邻居说你是几分。
About heaven. How excited are you for heaven?
当你想到天国的时候，你是多少？你是几分？
Okay, there's what? It's okay to be honest. I'm a 1 excited. Okay?
大家诚实地说。
See...Some of you who are lower on the scale,
那你们当中有些人可能分数并比较低
may not be as excited because either A, you don't know enough about it.
或许你感觉没有那么兴奋啊。那其中的原因呢？第一个或许是你并不很了解。
Or B, you have some misinformation about it.
或许呢，第二个原因呢，或许是你有一些错误的观念或者错误的信息。
But one way or another, for those of us who are Christians in Christ,
但是不管如何，就是我们在主里面的基督徒。
It will affect us.
这会影响我们的。
When we know very little,
如果我们了解的很少，
it has a smaller effect.
那就有比较小的影响。
The more we know and understand and believe about our future home,
那如果你了解的更多，相信我们在未来的天未来的家园，
the more it affects your perspective on life.
那就会更大的影响你对生命的看法，
and the more it affects how you live your life.
那就会更大的影响，你今天的生活。
Your priorities in life.
那你今天所重视的东西。
Look at this verse with me, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11.
那我们来看一看《传道书》三章十一节。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
神造万物，安各其时成为美好，各安其时成为美好。
You want to say that again?
神造万物，各安其时成为美好。
Amen. He has made everything beautiful in its time.
他各安其时成为美好。
And he has put, look at this,eternity into the hearts of people.
他又将永生安置在世人心里。
Now I want you to notice that part.
希望大家注意到这部分。
It says God has put eternity in the hearts of humankind.
这里说神将永生安置在世人心里。
What does that mean?
这是指什么呢？
It means everywhere in the world,
这是指在世界上的每一个地方,
no matter what culture or religion somebody has,
不管你的文化背景或者宗教信仰是什么,
whether it's written or spoken or painted on the wall of a cave,
不管是话语或者书写或者即使是在山洞里的一些墙上的文字。
God has given human beings an instinct to think and wonder about what happens after I die.
神已经把这个本能或者直觉给了每一个人，他们会只本能的思考我死了以后会怎么样。
There is a God-given instinct in every person to think about eternity.
这是神给每一个人的本能去思考这个永恒的这个问题。
And to realize that there's got to be more in this here and now.
他们会很本能的去想到除了此时此地会有更多的。
Other translations say God planted this idea in the human heart.
那其他的一些版本说呢，神把这个思想呢种植在了我们的心里。
That God built in our hearts to think there's got to be more than this.
神呢已经把这个种植在我们的心里去想到，我们知道有更多的。
I don't know if the youth group have a lot of people thinking like this.
我不知道在我们青少年组里有没有很多人是这样去思考的。
But even at a young age, I remember talking to friends, this idea, there's got to be more than this life.
但是我记得我年轻的时候呢，我记得我跟朋友谈论过，就是也谈论过这一点，就是除了此生之外，我应该有更多的。
What is the life that comes after death?
那我们死了以后的生命是什么呢？
Why does every culture have this belief?
那为什么每一个文化都有这种想法呢？都有这种信仰呢？
His word says that because God put it in our hearts.
因为他的话语说到是神把它放置在我们的心里。
God wired us that way.
神就是这样制造这样创造了我们。
Let me go as far to say that you were made for more than just the here and now.
让我这样来说，你被创造不仅仅是为了此时此地。
You think you're just living the life here.
你可能会认为你仅仅是为了这一生。
So your focus is all here.
那你的重点呢都在此这一生。
But let me tell you this morning that you were made for more.
那我今天早上要告诉你，你被创造呢，不仅仅是为了这一些。
You were made for more than just today.
你被创造呢，不仅仅是为了今天。
You were made for way more than your lifespan here on this earth.
你被创造呢，不仅仅是为了今生今世在此地。
I remember an author reading, I forgot if it was C.S. Lewis, who said that if you take a pencil, anybody have a pencil?
我记得有一位作者提到过，如果你拿到一支铅笔。
Can I borrow your book? Taking notes. I'm not going to read his notes. An author said that if you make one dot of a pencil mark right there, and the graphite that's on that page.
如果这位作者说，如果你用铅笔做一个小点，一个记号。
Your life is like one of the molecules, the mitochondria. Right, mitochondria is like part of a cell. Right, your life is like the one mitochondria within this tiny little dot that some of you can't see. Can you even see this? Yes. You can't see. You need glasses, bro. Okay.
那这一个小一个小小的点，很多人可能都看不到。那你的生命，其实你的生命其是这一个小小点里面的其中的一个一小部分，一点点。
That's your life here.
这就是你今天你今天在此地的生命。
But your life, your spirit, your soul is to be able to fill this room.
但是你的生命，你的灵应该是能够充满这个房间的。
You were made for a life that's way beyond that dot.
那你被制造呢，应该是远远远远超过这个小点。
That dot is your zero when you were born to the day you die.
那这个小点是从你出生到你死。
You're the mitochondria.
你是这个小点里面的一个小分子。
But you were made for so much more.
但是你被创造是比这个多了更多。
That's what this verse tells us.
这就是这个经文，这节经文要告诉我们的。
So when you begin to understand your future,
所以当你能够理解你的未来的时候
and how amazing is your future,
当你理解到你的未来是多么的奇妙的时候
it becomes something that gives us hope for today.
那这就能够给我们今天呢带来一些希望
something that we can be excited for the more you know about it.
那这个希望呢就应该给我们带来一些兴奋。
The problem is, a lot of times we don't spend time to read about it or think about it.
但是呢，问题是呢，很多时候呢，我们并不想花时间去读或者去思考。
And what's worse, many of us are misinformed.
那更糟糕的呢，是我们当中呢，可能有些人呢，是有一些错误的信息。
So if we don't have the right understanding of it,
所以呢，我们的理解呢，就不对。
It affects us in the wrong way.
那就影响把我们带到了错误的上。
So knowing more about heaven,
所以呢，如果我们更能了解天国的事情，
gives us the right perspective.
那就能够给我们带来正确的看法。
And when we have the right understanding,
当我们有了正确的理解了以后，
when you really know how amazing your future is.
当你理解到你未来是多么的奇妙的时候
，It will shift your priorities today.
那就会改变你的观点，改变你认为是重要的东西。
Let me give you a couple examples.
那我给你几个例子。
If you're in the United States,
如果你今天在美国
，and you see pictures or videos of heaven.
那你看到很多视频关于天堂的天国的视
频。What do you usually see?
那你看到的是什么呢
？You see a chubby, a fat baby angel.
那你通常看到的天国呢，是有一个胖胖的、
right?
小婴孩。
You have a fat, chubby baby, or let's just say chubby baby.
有胖胖的小婴孩。
Who has wings?
有天使，
有天使
翅膀，有翅膀。
They're playing on the clouds.
他们在云上玩
and they're always holding a what? What instrument? A harp.
他们总是拿着琴
Right? That's what we see all the time.
这就是我们在美国的人所看到的。
Unless you really love chubby babies.
除非你真正的很真正很喜欢那些胖胖的小孩。
That doesn't make you very excited, right?
这幅图案看上去不会使你很兴奋。
I don't want to be a baby chubby harpist, right? A chubby baby harpist.
可能你会觉得我并不想做这个胖胖的婴儿拿着琴。
And I'm going to do that forever.
我要一永远这样子做吗
？I don't want to see you as a chubby baby.
我也不想看到你成为那个胖胖的婴儿。
Forever.
永远是这样。
Or I've heard people ask, "When I die, do I become an angel?"
那有些人会问，我死了以后，我是成为天使吗
？Or most commonly, I've heard said, "When you get to heaven, you're gonna sing and worship all day and night."
那最通常的我听到的说法是，当你到了天国以后，你会整日整夜的歌唱。
You're gonna have like Chris Tomlin's sitting on the clouds, playing a guitar, just worshiping God all day.
你就像那个歌唱家 Chris Tomlin 一样，坐在那边弹着吉他，每天的在唱歌。
And our good friend, our Sunday school teacher here said.I don't like to play the guitar and sing.
我们组织学老师也说过，我不喜欢每天都弹着吉他。
I enjoy worship music.
我喜欢敬拜音乐。
But I'm not sure if I want to sit on a cloud and sing all day.
但是我不知道我能不能每天每日每夜的坐在云上唱这些歌。
That's boring.
这对我来说好像很无聊。
That's nothing to look forward to.
我并不盼望着那样的日子。
Some people have said it's so good in heaven. It's like being in a Sunday worship service.
那也有人说，在天国的是多么美好，好像就是我们在主日敬拜一样。
And one of the boys just looked at him and said, "What? That's terrible."
那其中一个男孩就说，
This is one long.
是吗？如果这样的话，太可怕了。
If heaven is one long worship service.Oh my gosh, no one wants to go. Even me, I'm what? Why?
他说如果天国就像我们每天每个主日要坐在这里敬拜的话，这对我来说太长了，我不想去。
So there's a lot of misconceptions.
所以有非常多的一些错误的信息。
Yet within the Bible, God's word, heaven is mentioned over 500 times.
那在圣经里呢？天国这个字呢，被提到500次。
We should want to dig deeper, even yourself, and find out more about heaven.
我们呢，应该去更深刻的了解天国这个字。
You should have thousands of questions.
我们应该有很多的问题。
Like, what will we be doing there, really?
那我们真正我们在天国会做什么呢？到底
？Someone asked me for, will we have?Work to do in heaven?
那有人问我，在天国里我们会有工作做吗
？And the answer is yes.
那这个答案就是是的。
And some of you are like, oh no.
那有些人就很失望。
But the work that you have in heaven, you will love it.
但是我告诉你，在天国里所做的工作，你会非常的喜爱。
Some people have asked before, will we be able to recognize each other?
那有些人也问，就是我们在天国里会不会相互的认识呢？
And the answer is yes.
那这个答案是是的。
In fact, you'll recognize some people.
你会认识到一些人。
And you'll go to them and say, "What are you doing here? I didn't think you're going to be here."
你会去跟他们说，你怎么在这里？我觉得你是不一定能够来到天国的人。
And some people are going to recognize you.
那有些其他人也可能会认出你来。
And they're going to be surprised.
他们可能也会吃惊，你也在天国。
What are you doing here?
那你在天国做什么
？I didn't think you would be here.
我觉得我当初觉得你是不能进天国的。
You'll be able to recognize people in heaven.
你会在天国里认出其他人。
I'm wondering and praying if I should preach a short series on this and continue this into a part 2 and 3, which I think I'll do at least a part 2.
我呢也在思考是不是我今天呢稍微讲的短一点，然后呢我再有讲第二部分来补充。
And so what I did is I created, or I had someone create a QR code. You could scan it right now and you could submit your questions.
那所以呢，这个 QR code 你用可以用你的手机来扫描一下，你可以在上面提问题。
And you could input 3-4 questions and rescan it again and add your questions.
你可以就是打印大概三四道个问题，然后再扫描一下，可以打印更多的问题。
That way we can cover some of these important things, maybe not all of them, but cover them as we preach.
那这样我就知道你们问题呢，我也可以根据你的问题来回答你。
This morning I was led to preach on a passage in the book of Revelation. Turn your Bibles open to Revelation chapter 21.
那今天早上呢，我们来看启示录21章。
So as you open your phones to your Bible apps or turn your Bibles open to Revelation 21.
那我们来翻到启示录21章。
And please do scan this because we're going to move on from this slide. Anytime during the sermon you can submit a question. You don't have to put your name. It could be a really silly question that you would like to know of and we'll try to answer those in the future.
那今天那你呢抓紧来扫描一下这个 QR, 然后你有问题你就直接打上来，我们看看能不能回答我们。
As we, before we read Revelation 21 though,
在我们看启示录21章之前，
Revelation 21 is in the final phase of what happens in the end times.
那启示录呢？二十一章呢，是我们当今所发生的一切的这个一个末世最后的时刻。
And I love that Pastor James has created a slide for our church.
那我们也看到范长老上次给我们看的这幅图案。
I've used this in another sermon as well.
这是非常好的一幅图案，我在其他的正道上也用过。
So Revelation 21 is over here.
那21章启示录21章就在那个时间段。
That means a lot has already happened.
那在这之前呢，已经发生了很多的事情。
And some of you may have come from churches that have different positions on the tribulation and the rapture.
那我知道你们当中呢，是很多人是不同的时刻来到这个教会的。
But I've shared in our Sunday school kind of where our pastors stand on these and biblically why.
我们以前我们呢在主日学里呢也分享过我们牧师的看法是如何的。
So Jesus has come for the first time. He died and he ascended to heaven.
耶稣已经第一次来到并且被钉十架升天了。
Pastor James put a red post-it right there. We are here.
那范长老把那个红的那个标志放在那边，就是指我们正处在那个时候。
And the next thing we see in Scripture is that there will be the rapture of the church.
那接下来我们在经文上所看到的呢，就是教会呢会被提升。
Where you will see.Us, the church, those of you who are in Christ, truly in Christ.
那你会看到那个时候那些真正在基督里面的
will meet in the air.
会在空中相交。
But who goes before us? Do you guys remember?
那你们记不记得在我们之前是谁？
Those believers who already had died.
在我们之前呢，是那些已经去世的信徒。
At the sound of a trumpet，
在那个号角之下。
Remember, I've told you a very well-known pastor who his friends played a joke on him. They blew the trumpet, they put all their clothes down, and when he heard it, he saw all the clothes. He says, "I was not raptured."
那我以前开过一个玩笑，就是一个非常非常有名的牧师，他们跟他开玩笑，就是，在他身边吹了号角，放了一些衣服，然后他醒来以后看到，这些衣服躺在地上，他说
yeah, that was,
我没有被提上去。
Pastor John MacArthur, he said in college his friends all played a joke and he says, I was left behind.
这个就是很有名的牧师 John MacArthur, 他在大学里的时候，他的朋友跟他开的玩笑，他以为他自己被落下了。
So, We all leave.
我们那个时候都会离开。
I hope all of you who are in Christ, no one will be here. We will no longer have Sunday worship.
我希望我们所有在座的一切都会被提升，
没有人会被落下。So when you come the morning and no one else is here,
如果你那天早上来到这里没有人。
You weren't clear about your salvation.
那你就是对你自己的救赎并不清楚。
Tribulation, 7 years, the Bible talks about.
那圣经上也提到七年的灾难。
Then Jesus comes for the second time.
然后耶稣的再来。
And Scripture says he takes us with him.
那经文上说耶稣带领我们一起。
To reign for 1,000 years.
去统治一千年。
And then after that, in the very end, things start getting bad.
统治一年一千年之后，那事情就要一些坏事情就要发生了。
Then there's judgment.
这就是审判要开始了。
After this, all of those who are non-believers, the kingdom of darkness, Satan, and all of the demonic powers.Are cast into the lake of fire.
那审判之后，所有的非信徒，所有的一切黑暗、罪恶、撒旦，都要被扔到火湖里。
That's where Revelation 21 is.
那这就是启示录二十一章。
Let's read this short passage, 4 verses.
我们来读这四段经文。
Hello. Verse 1.
第一节。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem,coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man.He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Verse 4, He will wipe away everytear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Amen.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。Amen.
Today we're only going to be.Looking at verse 1.
那我们今天呢，仅仅来讨论第一节。
As we have communion and we're going to wrap our message up.
因为我们今天有圣餐。
What does God say about our future home?
那神在这里说，我们未来的家园是怎么样的？
What does God say about the final phase of where we will dwell forever?
那神说，说到我们最后居住的地方会是怎么样的
？And how can we be rooted in the hope of that future home？
那我们如何能在这个未来的家园的希望当中扎根呢
？Let me tell you that the new heaven and the new earth will require that the old completely passes away。
那我要告诉你们。这个新天新地呢，是要要求我们把旧的一切都废去。
Most of us don't think about this.
那很多人，我们当中很多人不会想到这一点。
That the things that we know of and that we see today has to pass away.
所有的事情我们今天所知道的或者我们看到的拥有的都会废去。
Right, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had to pass away.
就像第一节说的，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地一定要废去。
There's an earth, the first earth that we know of. That's the earth that we live on right now. That's the first earth.
我们知道这里所说的先前的天，先前的地就是我们当今所居住的地。
Today, that's earth today.
我们今天所住的地。
Today, there's also a heaven as we understand it from the Bible.
那今天呢，从圣经上理解也有一个天。
This is where believers who are in Christ, when they pass away, their body stays on this first earth, and their spirit, where does it go? Goes to be home with the Lord. That's what the scripture says.
那这个天呢，是指当今的我们，当今的信徒已经去世了，他们的身体呢被留在了地上，但是他们的灵呢已经在天上了。
Jesus said to the repentant criminal who was hanging next to him.
那耶稣当时在十字架上时候，就跟他旁边的那个犯罪的人说。
What did he say?
他说了什么
？Today, you will be where? With me.
耶稣当初跟那个已悔改的犯罪的人说，今天你会与我同在。
Where?
在哪里
？In heaven.
在天上。
In paradise, right? Today there is a heaven.
今天也有天。
All the believing brethren and sisters of ours over all of history are gathered.
所有的一切以往的，在已经去世的弟兄姐妹在主里的，他们都已经在天上了。
That's the heaven that we have today.
这就是我们今天所有的天国。
We live on the earth that we have today.
我们今天所住的这个地，
That's the first heaven and the first earth.
这就是我们所谓的，第一个天和第一个地。
In order for God to create a new heaven and a new earth,
为了让神呢能够创造一个新天新地，
the first heaven and the first earth have to pass away.
那第一个天和第一个地一定要被废，一定要废去。
Jesus talks about this, doesn't he?
神，耶稣也谈论过到这一点。
What does Jesus say?
那耶稣怎么说的？
He says, "Heaven and earth will what? Pass away."
耶稣说，天地会被废去。
But my words will never what? Pass away.
但是我的
my words will remain.
但是我的话语永远不会废去。
What does this do for our perspective?
那这些对我们的看法有什么影响呢？
See, you were made for more.
你是你被创造是不仅仅为这里的。
You were made for more than the first heaven and the first earth.
你被创造呢，不仅仅是为了第一个天和第一个地的。
You were actually made for the second heaven and the second earth, the new heaven and new earth.
你其实呢是为了新天新地而创造的。
But most Christians today live for just the here and now.
但是呢，当今很多的基督徒呢，都是为了现在的生活而活。
Our eyes, our focus is on the here and the now.
我们的眼睛或者我们的重点呢，都是为了此生。
Our investments are focused on the here and the now.
我们的投资呢，都我们的投资呢，都投于现今这个生活。
So we live with a very temporal perspective.
所以呢，我们呢，我们的生活呢，是感觉是为了这个临时的生活而活。
Pastor James prayed for the seniors of our church.
范长老呢，为我们教会的年长者祷告。
Because they're so excited for where they're going to be.
Oh, see.
Huh? What did she say? I didn't even catch that.
范长老为我们就是
not the elderly, yeah.
高中即将毕业的孩子们祷告。
Right, because the elderly are not going back to college, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I lost my train of thought, though. But yes, they're excited.
因为这些毕业生呢，非常的兴奋。
Because next year at this time, they may not be with us.
因为明年的今天，或许呢，他们不一定在这里参加崇拜。
Maybe, maybe not.
或许有些人会，有些人不一定。
They may be in another church.
或许在另外一个教会。
They're so excited for that.
他们呢，为此非常的兴奋。
And there's nothing wrong to be excited.
这并没有错。
But see, we put a lot of our focus on the here and the now.
那你有没有看到，就是我们呢，为此时此地呢，就是花很多。
Even though we were made for more.
虽然呢，我们呢，不仅仅是为了此时此地而创造的。
We were made for the new heavens and the new earth.
我们呢，真实呢，是为了新天新地而创造的。
Where there's no more tears of pain.
因为在那里没有再也没有眼泪，再也没有痛苦。
I actually think there may be tears of joy.
或许只有开心的眼泪。
But specifically, no more tears of pain.
但是没有痛苦的眼泪。
No more pain.
没有再痛苦。
Wow, no more a brokenness.
再没有破碎。
No more disunity.
再没有不协和。
No more wars, no fighting.
没有战争
no arguments,
没有争执
no relational problems,
没有关系上的问题
That's amazing, amen?
非常奇妙的
Look at what Peter says happens to the here and now.
那我们来看看彼得对我们此生是怎么说的
Look at this, verse 10.
我们看第十节
But the day of the Lord, that's the key word, the day of the Lord, will come like a thief. And then the heavens will pass away with a roar. And the heavenly bodies will be what? Burned up and dissolved. And the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed.
彼得说，但主的日子要像贼来到一样。那日天必大有响声废去有形质的都要被烈火消化地和其上的物都要烧尽了
Complete destruction
要被完全的破坏了
Everything will be burned away with fire
所有的一切都要被烧尽了
Dissolved by fire
都要被火消灭了。
Everything in the universe
在宇宙中的每一件事物
will be destroyed by fire
都会被火都会被火烧尽。
Scripture even says, I think it's in 1 Corinthians, says, what are you building with?
我记得在哥林多前书说过就是
Are you building withGold or silver or precious stones?
是说你用什么制造呢？你用黄金或者用宝石？
Or are you building with wood and straw and hay?
或者你是用木头或者稻草？
And the point was, if everything's going to burn,
那个重点就是，如果每样东西都会被烧尽的话，
only certain things will last.
只有某些东西能够存留下来。
That's why in verse 11 it says things will be exposed.
那在
verse 10.
在第十节。
All the works that are done on the earth will be exposed.
那第十节说所有的一切的地上的东西。
It means everything that we have done.
这是指我们所有所做的一切。
That is of wood, straw, hay.
不管是木头、稻草。
Where it wasn't directed for the kingdom.
如果不是为了天国而建造的。
It'll all be burned.
都会被烧尽。
It won't last.
它不会持续。
Only the things that you do that have been worthwhile.
只有那些你 你做的值为天国而值得的这些事情。
That doesn't mean you don't work hard.
这并不是指你不要不要努力工作。
That doesn't mean you don't go to college.
这并不是你不需要去上
大学。It just means the way you work, what you do, how you do it, why you do it matters.
这是指呢你是。是什么是最重要呢？就是你是如何工作，或者你为什么这样做是重要的。
That's called kingdom living.
这就是为天国而活。
When you live for the kingdom, that is strangely, the Bible says that the kingdom is already here, but it's not yet fully manifested.
那就像圣经上说过，其实天国已经在这里，虽然没有被完全的展示出来。
It fully begins to be manifested in the millennium.
在千年的时候，天国就会被完
全的展示出来。But his kingdom really kicks off with this, the new heaven and new earth.
但真正的天国呢，是在新天新地的时候。
Fully manifested.
是完全的被展示出来了。
What you do today?
那你今天做什么呢？
Will it have lasted to Eternity.
那你今天所做的什么会不会
You guys understand?
会不会能够持续到新天新地呢？
I've heard it said like this before.
我以前听过这样的说法。
There are only three things that are eternal here.
我以前听到过，就是有这种说法，就只有三样事情能够永恒的。
God.
神。
His word.
他的话语
and people's souls.
然后就是人的灵。
Nothing else lasts.
没有其他任何的事物能够持续永恒。
Are you investing in the things outside of this too much?
如果你在这三样之外的事情上投资太多的话
What are you investing in your life?
那你在你的生命当中所投资的是什么
Where do you spend all of your thoughts?
那你把你的心思花在哪里
Where do you spend all of your energy?
那你把你的精力花在哪里呢
What stresses you out?
那什么使你如此的焦虑呢
What are you consumed with?
那你是被什么而消耗掉的呢
Because what you are spending your energy on
因为你把你的精力放在哪里
is what you're investing in.
那你就是等于你投资在那里。
And if there are only three things that are eternal, as I've heard it said,
那我们说只有三样事情是永恒的。
God,
神
what else? His word,
他的话语
and people's souls, their spirit.
人的灵。
What are you investing in?
那你在什么地方投资呢?
It doesn't matter if you're the CEO of a large global company, or you are working at Stater Brothers as a cashier. It doesn't matter.
不管你是一个大公司的总裁，还是一个小小的职员，是在菜场卖菜的。
You're either investing in God, His Word, and people's souls, or you're investing in something else that's just going to burn away.
那你呢?
You guys with me?
那你呢？不是投资在神，不是投资在神他的话语和你的灵上面，那你就肯定投资于其他的事物上。
Because scripture we just saw that everything that we do, everything in this earth that we know it today is going to be burned.
因为我们看到经文上说过，我们所见到的每一样事物，在当今这个世上的每一样事物都会被烧尽。
All the way.To the heavens.
一直到天国。
It's fascinating because if you try to understand cells at a molecular level, scientists cannot explain how cells even stay together.
那你如果从生物学角度上说，很多科学家其实都不能理解这个细胞是如何的。
Because these electrons, I mean, they should repel each other.
那很多科学家其实都不理解这个细胞是如何在一起的。
But I think we know who's holding it all together.
但是我们知道谁把它们放在一起。
He's got the whole world in his hands.
因为他拥有整个世界。
And the moment Jesus lets go, Everything burns.
那只要耶稣说
Everything explodes.
只要耶稣说一切尽了，那就所有的一切都被烧尽了。
What does this do to us today?
那对于我们今天的我们来说，那这一切是怎么影
响我们？How do we live for His glory?
那我们如何为他的荣耀而活呢？
How does our future give us hope for today?
那我们的未来，对我们今天的带给我们今天什么希望呢？
How many of you have traveled globally before? Probably a lot of us, right?
那你们当中有多少人去国外旅游过？
Sometimes when you travel, you start getting sick of it, right?
有时候你旅游的太多了，或许你感觉会有些疲惫了。
It starts to get uncomfortable even on that many-hour trip.
在这个长途旅游当中，或许你会感觉到不舒服了。开始
，And you might have faced difficulty after difficulty.
或许你会也会经历一些就是困难。
But you know that you're going to be home very soon.
但是在你的心里，你知道我将会很快的就回家了。
It doesn't matter how uncomfortable it is on the plane when you know you're going to be home soon.
不管怎么样，不管你在飞机上是如何的不舒服，你知道你将会很快就会回家了。
There is a VBS that I remember, and I've done it before, where the teachers blindfold the kids.
以前那个在暑期圣经学校呢，有一次呢，就是有个活动，老师呢把孩子们的眼睛给蒙上。
And the kids all hold on to a rope.
那让这些孩子呢抓住一根绳子。
And the teacher says, "I'm going to take you guys somewhere special for a treat. Just hold on."
那老师跟孩子们说，你们抓住这个绳子，我要带你们去一个地方，给你们一个特别的礼物。
It's going to be good. And they're tripping over each other. They're bumping into each other. They don't know when to stop, when to go.
他们呢蒙着眼睛沿着这根绳子抓着这根绳子走，相互的碰撞。
It's a little bit hard.
这有一点难。
But they're not thinking about the hardship as much as they're trying to find out what's going to happen in the room.
但是呢，他们呢
What's a special treat?
并没有着重在想这是这些困难，而是在盼望着呢什么这个特别的礼物。
They're looking forward to something.
因为他们在盼望着某些东西。
And you know the Hebrew word for hope is tikva.
那希伯来语希望。这个字叫做 tikva.
Okay, tikva means everybody say tikva.
每个人说 tikva.
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 That's Hebrew for hope. That's one of the words for hope.
希伯来语
Turn to someone next to you and say, "I hope you have." 我希望你有 tikva. Okay.
那跟大家说，我希望。
I hope you have tikva.
我希望你有 tikva.
Man, some of you Chinese people sound like you're speaking Cantonese. Tikva. It's like, 我希望你有 tikva. Right? Tikva. Tikva is hope.
Tikva 就是希望。
Sounds a little Cantonese. I heard, man, you guys made it sound Cantonese. You guys made Hebrew sound like Cantonese. 我希望你有 tikva, right? That's hope in Hebrew. It means expectation. It means you're looking forward to something.
那这个 tikva 呢，是指期待，你在期盼的一些东西。
There's confidence.
这里有一个信心。
In English, we use hope very loosely.
但是呢，在英文里面呢，我们这个希望呢，就用的不是那么的精确了。
And when we say hope, usually there's an element of doubt.
在英文里，我们当我们说这个希望的时候呢，总是有这种有一些怀疑的感觉。
For instance, we would say, "I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow."
我们有时候会说啊，我希望明天不会下雨。
But you have some doubt.
但是我们知道这里面有一些怀疑。
You don't know.
你不知道明天到底会不会下雨。
So you say, "I hope that there's no rain tomorrow," but your hope already includes doubt.
所以呢，你会说，我希望明天不会下雨，但是这个你的希望里面呢，已经有一些怀疑的态度了。
Tikva, okay, or tikva.
但是这个希伯来语 tikva
does not include doubt.
它是没有怀疑，里面没有包括怀疑的。
It is a confidence.
这是一个非常，这是有信心的。
It is.Expectation.
这是一个期望。
that a promise will be fulfilled.
这个允许会被会被会这个允许会被充满。
Do you know what's also interesting?
会被 promise will be fulfilled. 这个
允
许会
被
承诺的。
You know, what's also interesting about the Hebrew word for tikvah, or hope? Do you know what's also interesting about it?
那这个 tikvah, 这个希伯来语这个 tikvah, 还有一个很有趣的，你知不知道？
The second meaning.
那第二个意思是。
It means rope or cord.
那第二个意思，这个 tikvah 的第二个意思呢，是指绳子、绳索。
The first use of it was in Joshua chapter 2.
那他们第一次用到这个字呢，是在约书亚书第二章。
That's when Israel is to conquer the city of Jericho.
那个时候就是以色列人战胜，要战胜耶利哥城。
And in Jericho, there was a prostitute named Rahab.
那在耶利哥城里面呢，有一个妓女叫赖何。
And Rahab believed in the God of Israel.
赖何呢，相信以色列的神。
And so when the spies, the Israel spies were in her house,
当以色列的奸细来到她的家里，
she hid them.
她把他们藏起来了。
And then she let them out of her window with a rope.
然后呢，她在通过一根绳子放在她的窗户上呢，让他们出去。
She said, "As I have shown you kindness and saved you, will you save me and my family?"
她跟他们说，我已经帮助了你们，你们会你们会也会拯救我的家，我的、
right.
我和我的家人吗？
And so they said, "Take this scarlet rope."
那个奸细就跟他说，把这个朱红色的绳子拿去。
And on that day, tie it outside of your window.
那天你把这根绳子系在你的窗户上。
And we will save you.
我们会拯救你。
That's tikvah.
这就是tikvah 希望。
It's concrete.
这是非常具体的。
It's something you can hold on to.
这是你可以紧紧抓住的一样东西。
That you can know you're because you have this, you're holding on to this. You have a future.
因为你知道，你知道，你可以抓住这样东西，你知道你是有未来的。
How many of you remember the 11 boys with the coach, 12 of them who were trapped, the Thailand boys who were trapped in a cave underwater? Do you guys remember that?
你们记不记得那个泰国的那个十一个男孩
？There are 11 Thai boys who were trapped in a cave. It was like about 5-8 years ago.
大概五六年前，就是十一个男孩在泰国。
They were trapped because all of the tunnels leading to them were flooded with water.
和他们的教练被困在一个山洞里，因为这个山洞里的通道呢，被水淹了。
So they had to call divers from all over the world.
他们呢，在全世界，找来很好的那些潜水员，就是山洞潜水员
，to scuba dive in，
去从山洞里这个水下面潜进去。
Then their idea was to put every boy asleep。
他们的那个做法呢，是要把每一个孩子呢，都让他们睡觉。
Put an oxygen mask over them。
让他们沉睡，然后呢，把氧气口罩放上。
Secure them to a diver。
然后和把他们呢和那个潜水员捆在一起。
And the diver had to hold on to the rope to get him through all of these tight tunnel systems.
那这个潜水员呢就得抓紧这根他们事先放好的这根绳索。
And they faced so many challenges.
当然，他们其中碰到了非常多的困难。
They had many times were so dangerous they almost lost their own life or the life of a Thai boy.
他们其中呢碰到非常多困难，几乎丢失了自己或者那个男孩的那些男孩的生命。
There were moments where, as they were going through, it was so dark and murky.
当然，这也有一些阶段呢，就是非常的黑暗。
And there was a current going against them.
而且这个水呢也是 对着他们。
And the most dangerous part was when they lost the rope.
但是最危险的时刻呢，就是他们呢失去了这根绳索。
Because this rope was the only thing that they could hold on to, because it was anchored to home base at the entrance.
因为这根绳索是唯一的他们可以抓住的，因为这根绳索会带着他们出洞。
Every difficulty they were going through,
他们所经历过的每一个困难，
every hardship,
每一个困难，
every time they doubted,
当他们在怀疑的时候，
they had to hold on to tikva,
他们就抓紧了这个希望。
And when they had a hold of tikva,
当他们抓着这个希望的时候，
Tikva, this hope, this rope.
这根绳子的时候，
they knew that they're able to get home.
他们知道，当他们抓，只要他们紧紧抓住这根绳子，他们就能够出洞回家。
The tikva, the rope, the hope had more power in their life than all of the difficulties that they faced.
他们知道这根绳子比他们所遇到的困难呢更有力量。
God has given us tikva.
神已经给了我们这根绳子。
Tikva.
这个
tikva, because tikva 不但是绳子， tikva 是绳子和
希望，
我们的盼望。可是我们就可以抓得紧紧的。
We can hold on tightly.
That's the beauty of knowing where our home is.
这是多么的美妙，我们知道我们的家在哪里。
The new heaven, the new earth, our new bodies.
我们知道有新天、新地、新身体。
2 Corinthians 4:18 in the New International Version says this.
哥林多后书四章十八节说，
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen,but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Heavenly Father,
天父，
You have given us this tikva.
你已经给了我们这个希望。
And that gives us confidence.
这个希望带给我们信心。
Because our confidence is in what you have promised for our future eternal home.
因为我们的信心是在你所应许我们的这个未来的永恒的家园。
And I pray that you help us to think and to meditate on our eternal home that you have prepared for us more.
我祷告，你能够帮助我们能够更多的思考。关于你所应许我们的这个永恒的家园。
And what Jesus did to secure our future hope.
我们思考，我们能够更多的思考，为了能够让我们有永恒的家园，耶稣为我们所做的一切。
Help us to meditate on what Jesus Christ did.
让我们思考，能够更多的思考耶稣所为我们做的一切。
To secure our future.
为了能够使我们有永恒的家园。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.